it took people from like the year 2005, 2004 or 5, and some a bit into 2006, and put them in conversation with folks who had been in Carolina in 68, 69, 70. And when you do that, when you put people in conversation in that way, you start to recognize how old everything is, how like there's nothing new under the sun. I know, different kind of veneer, same problems, same human people with the same human flaws and strengths. And so I think that like that experience with Chat helped me to understand that justice is an ongoing process. You never just have it. You're always trying to get it, you know? Because you're always capable of doing something jacked up yourself, right? And so, like, it's a practice of trying to constantly evaluate your own actions and what's going on around you and be like, are we good here? No? All right, well, what do we need to do differently, you know? And so I would say that, like, any activists, you know, who are people who, you know, I don't know, like, it's hard to actually think, even to think about, so like, oh, I am an activist. It's kind of just a thing I do, you know? And I think it's actually the most useful way to look at it. So I would say for folks who do activism, you know, that I think is the guiding light, like constant evaluation of the self and of the things around you, right? And constant compassion, because in any given day, you could be the problem, you know?